The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like SNL is having this resurgence in 2024 because so many of the clips have the capability to go viral on TikTok. And so the host and musical guest that you're going to see on your timeline this week is Paul Mescal and Shaboozy. Paul Mescal had this hysterical sketch about Gladiator. You know, all the movies and TV shows that you're going to see Paul Mescal in, he plays the same character like seven times. He's just a sad, hot man. He's just a sad, hot Irish man in every single film. He plays it well. That's why he keeps getting cast, but it was so fun to get to see him in a comedic light. So one of those sketches was the Gladiator musical, because obviously it was going up against Wicked on the same opening weekend. So this was SNL's way of poking some fun at the dual opening weekend. And we even got to hear Paul sing a little tune.
Look at me, and all they see is a killing machine. But they don't know that far below, I'm so much more than I seem. They call me Gladiator, they call me a slave, they call me a killer, but someday they'll know my name.
And he shakes his hips, and then he goes into the Coliseum and does a little fight dance. It was so, so funny. And he even did the defying gravity riff to the sound of There's No Place Like Rome.
Rome!
It was really impressive. And then for the musical guest, of course, Shaboozy, who's had a killer year. He had 15 consecutive weeks at the top of the charts with his song, A Bar Song. But we also got to hear a new track from him, which I feel like we don't know a lot about Shaboozy yet, because he's such a new artist. And he played a new track called Good News.
They ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I sow. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door.
So hopefully we got some new music coming from Shaboozy in the next year, because he's already crushing it. So we're excited to see more from him. All right, people are really upset about the Harry Potter reboot, but not for the reasons you might think. So there's a new Harry Potter reboot coming, which a lot of people were kind of like, why is this happening? We already had the films come out like 15 years ago was the last one. But people are so upset about this casting. Not for any like real negative reason. It's kind of petty, but the actors that they're floating around in terms of who's going to get cast, people think are just too dang hot. So they're like, listen, all of these crusty characters like Hagrid and Dumbledore, they cannot be somebody you want to fantasize about. So
can you slap some makeup on them though?
Yeah.
And uglify them?
Well, I've never seen an entire Harry Potter movie all the way through. So I don't know. I've never read the books. I don't know jack about Harry Potter. What I do know is having a bunch of the people who starred in the movie passed away. And also with the reboot, like what... If there's not a new book, like what's the reboot?
Well, they're going to have it's a TV series. So for a lot of book lovers, people get really upset when like a specific scene or a specific subplot will get cut. So when you have a TV show, you have the opportunity to dive more into character development, which gotcha. I think is like the argument for a TV series.
Yeah. And you know, the movies they're cute. I've watched them all. I was a big Potterhead growing up, but They're cute, but they're a little hokey as well, right? So it's one of those things you're like, they're going to remake it, but it's going to be darker and edgier and cooler. And the guy that is supposedly being cast as Professor Snape, who you'll know was Alan Rickman, long, greasy black hair. He's literally written as sallow skin with a hooked nose.
You would know his voice in a minute.
Yeah, it's like, hello, Potter. I can't even do it. But the guy
that's actually pretty dang good.
Thank you. The guy they're talking about casting for him is fine.
He's so handsome.
So hot. And I'm like...
Snape can't be hot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not unless it's Halloween.
Yeah.
You can have sexy Snape.
Like, that's only October 31st, baby.
Like, canonically, Professor Snape is an ugly white man, and they allegedly are planning to cast a handsome black man for this. And so people are like, this is just so different. So when you start seeing, the previews for the new Harry Potter film coming out, and everyone's got, like, washboard abs... And they're covered in baby oil, and everyone's got like that Game of Thrones mew where their jawlines are just chiseled. I'm just saying, I'm warning you, because all of the people that I've seen that are prepared to get casted, not even just for Professor Snape, but for Dumbledore, for for Hagrid, who is this literal monster that lives in like a cabin in the woods, they all look sexy. So shout out to Harry Potter for glamorizing Nate's reboot. All right, a Disney influencer is dead after one mistake was made at a recent PR event she was invited to. I want to tell you about this tragedy on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.